Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, the British Chancellor, I have to tell you, Jeremy Hunt, has said it's prudent to delay his fiscal announcement due on the 31st of October. He's not going to do it now until the 17th of November. He said it would be upgraded to a full autumn statement. And in the next few minutes, just after 12 o'clock, Rishi Sunak will be taking his first Prime Minister's questions. But can I tell you that there are glorious smells in the studio? I can get a hint of spices, of sweet and sour, of piri-piri, and that can only mean that Nevin Maguire is here with me with his new book, More Midweek Meals. Nevin, you're very welcome.
Great to see you, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Good. I'm very well and delighted to see this new book because you did Midweek Meals.
Yeah.
And as you say in the book, huge response to that.
Unbelievable. And I mean, at the time it was everything because COVID, people were cooking more. And it's the one good thing that has come out of COVID is people have reconnected with food, ingredients. They're cooking together as a family. I definitely felt it. And then we thought, Midweek Meals, let's do more Midweek Meals. Let's do 100 new recipes, 4 different chapters, like a one tray kind of roast and dinner that you're not dirtying any pots and pans. Like, that's the way people love to cook, simple things.
Yeah, I mean, you say that people have reconnected. I say that we're all tormented with the dinner during the week. I mean, it really is. It becomes a rod that we beat ourselves with because we want to put healthy food on the table, and the time is of an essence, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're a busy working mum, and like every parent, you know, they're juggling work-life balance, that kind of thing. But, you know, the key is to be organised. You can batch, cook, freeze things. That's the way I do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, I bought you in a very simple sweet and sour chicken. I make this regularly, not every week, but I make it quite a bit for the twins. They like it. I poach the chicken in it. So I do a very simple kind of just some ginger, garlic, peppers, lots of vegetables in there. Poach the chicken breast, just remove the skin. A little bit of sweetness comes from the brown sugar. Then I put in some sweet chili sauce and these really good tomatoes, the San Marzano tomatoes, which are fantastic. These are part of the Simply Better collection and they're excellent. I think they're the best, lovely and sweet. They're growing in volcanic soil. So poach the chicken in that, a little bit of vinegar for sharpness, and I'm using balsamic vinegar, which is probably people saying, God, no, but that's what gives it that lovely rich, like I made this morning.
I put balsamic in gravy and everything. I mean, I put it in everything.
I really love it. It's one of my favourite vinegars, and one thing I learned when I was in Italy, like I got to meet this producer, that's a 3-year-old vinegar. So traditional balsamic vinegar is usually aged for 12 months. This is 3 months, and it's just cooked grape juice, just in barrels, and that's how it gets its flavour. And when you go to Mandina, where they produce the vinegar, it's the home of traditional balsamic vinegar. They age it for a minimum of 20 years, 25 years. I was like a child in a sweet shop tasting all these vinegars.
I'm sure you
it was
were.
One of the best experiences ever, so it was. Yeah.
Now, I want to talk to you about spice. Sweet and sour, that's fine. Children will eat that. But you do have a couple of recipes in here, like the Cajun chicken, the piri-piri that I mentioned. I find it really hard to get children to eat spice. Is it the same in your house?
Yeah, I mean, the twins, like, they're very different palates. I mean, Connor is the most adventurous. That's the twins, they're 10. He's so adventurous. Like, he'd be eating calamari. I would have thought they were onion rings when I was his age. It's lovely to see that development. He likes a little bit of spice, but Lucia definitely is not a fan. She'll say that's too spicy. So I think, listen, I'm no expert, but I can only speak for myself. You got to bring your kids along gently when it comes to spices. For the peri-peri chicken, which is a lovely little marinade, it's a classic Portuguese dish, so it is. And it's a region in Albufeira called Guia, where they make, it's the home of peri-peri chicken. They use chicken thighs, your favourite cut, Claire. I know that.
Oh, you heard about that, did you? Me and
well,
the chicken
the talk
thighs.
Of the country.
I made them last night.
Yeah, I saw that. And
I did them in the slow cooker. Now, I read a recipe and then I sort of didn't bother following it and just threw everything in. I don't know.
It wasn't one of my recipes. That, you know, you have the best. So let me talk to you about the peri-peri chicken. You can do this with kind of chicken breast. If you're going to do chicken breast, if you can get the supreme, that means the wing bone is on because that's going to give lovely flavour. So this is a lovely dressing. And you asked about spices, so you can counteract. You don't have to put too much spices because there's harissa spice in this. There's vinegar, there's sugar. So you're getting that lovely sweet and sour. There's grilled peppers. Peppers, red peppers are sweet and they're absolutely gorgeous. Herbs, what I put into this is a little bit of basil, some dried oregano. I don't use a lot of dried herbs, but in this particular recipe that I got from a chef over in Portugal, this is what he told me. You must put oregano into it. They were putting fresh chilies. I have no fresh chilies in this. I use the harissa. So you could start off with that. And I think once you get used to spices, you'll definitely develop. It's like if you have a well-done steak and then you go medium, then you go rare. You know, you'll develop your palate towards that. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. So it's about about bringing your children gently. Gently, that's the word.
We're all conscious of the cost of living crisis, and you have a brisket recipe. That's like a blast from the past, isn't it? The brisket.
I love these lesser used cuts, good value cuts. I hate the word cheap cuts, because if we want to really respect where our food is coming from and our farmers, how they produce the best meat in the world, you know, we got to be using these secondary cuts, which are full of flavour. You mentioned a slow cooker. You obviously have one at home. That's one thing. Since COVID, a lot of people are working at home, slow cooking. So the brisket, you cook it low and slow with lots of vegetables. What I've done with this one, I put a little bit of ginger and soya into it, and then some balsamic vinegar, your favourite ingredient, which I'm glad to hear, also mine. So it gives that lovely kind of sweet and sour effect. You cook it for 4 or 5 hours. You're going to save money, Claire. You're going to be able to make this, and you can batch cook this and you can freeze it, serve with a big bowl of mash. So it's one of these kind of lesser used cuts that you can't really just pan fry and eat. It's not like a steak. You'd cook it low and slow.
So when you've cooked that off, you're draining off the sauce then. Are you thickening the sauce?
Yes, you're thickening it with a little bit of corn flour. Cover it with some stock so it's keeping really moist. And you cook it literally in the slow cooker for about 6 to 8 hours until it's low and slow. You know, even if you don't have a slow cooker, a casserole pot will work perfectly.
Yeah, in a low oven.
Yeah, a low oven, exactly. About maybe 130, 140, and that'd be a fan oven. And also, Claire, you could use beef cheek, oxtail. Like, this is the time of year for those cuts, which are fantastic value. And that's why I really think the peri peri chicken, the dressing that I bought in for you, that'll keep for 2 weeks in your fridge, no problem at all. And you just brush it over the chicken, or if you marinate it, the chicken thighs or breasts, if you put little incisions in the chicken and then pour that in the fridge overnight in, you know, the little zip bags.
Yes.
So it won't spill in your fridge and it won't taint anything. So, especially because there's a lot of garlic in that, to be truthful with you. So it's quite pungenty, sweet and sour, a little bit of spice. Like, I know in Portugal they were putting lots of chilies because they're used to that. So for me, I like a little bit of chili, but not too much. I want to taste the food. I don't want my mouth on fire.
Do you think food tastes different once you've frozen it and defrosted it?
Yes and no. I make curry a lot, so I do. I mean, maybe the texture changes if you have vegetables in it. You know, like, I'm a big fan, like, mince. Mince doesn't taste different. It might get
No, definitely.
And I would cook that. Stews, they might get a little bit watery, but then you reduce them, you just warm them up. It's the likes of maybe if you're putting chickpeas into a curry like I do. Like, I batch cook, put them into containers, label them, date them into the freezer. So, like, I've been away the last few weeks recording, so Amelia's been, not that she's not a great cook, no, I have to stand up to her. She's quite a good cook. But so that there's food there, you know, when the twins come home, because she's working in the restaurant and she's busy doing like yourself. So it don't be afraid to batch cook and freeze. I think that's really important.
Yeah, and it's the sensible thing to do. If you want to put the effort in, you might as well double up the recipe.
Well actually true. And when you're thinking of your energy at home, that's very true, Claire. You have to think like that. I call it being a frugal cook, and we're very good at that in Cavan. So we are.
One of your early books actually has a recipe for lasagna in it.
Yes.
And you say in the introduction, well, you might as well make this recipe twice over while you're doing it, because you're going to put the effort in. So I do that and I make it all up and then they eat it all.
That's brilliant.
It's so nice.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? You see, you have them spoiled. And I mean, like, you know, with lovely Irish mince, you know, you can make a lasagna as you do. You can make bolognese. You can make a shepherd's or cottage pie. It's a very versatile. It really is.
And everyone loves it.
Exactly.
You know?
And then what I sometimes do at home, I put dried beans, like butter beans, into it, a little bit of fresh basil. So I'm always, I would make mince, if not every week, every second week, definitely. I love it.
Now, we have some recipes from the book. They're up already on rte.ie/todaycb. I love the pasta and sausage one. Now that's, I'm definitely going to try that from this book.
And it's a really big pasta called conchiglione. I never heard of it or learned. I know the big shells, and it's a region outside Naples where they use a kind of, it's called a bronze dye. So it's a plate that they push the pasta through. I mean, I always feel I have the best job in the world. When you meet producers, you're learning about how they produce things, whether it's the balsamic or the tomatoes. You know, Italian food is the most cooked cuisine in the world, and this is using the very best of Italian pasta, tomato sauce, and then some really lovely sausages. I think in that recipe there's a fennel sausage, but it doesn't have to be like that, because not everyone likes that. You can use a nice leek sausage or just a nice sausage maybe from your local butcher. You know, there's lots of great people who make delicious sausages.
But you're using the meat, aren't you?
Exactly.
You're using the meat,
and then you roll it into like a little meatball and then into the oven with some cheese and sauce. And you know, it's a very quick one tray, one dish dinner, and that's the way people love to cook now.
And that's what I like about this book. You're quite happy to take shortcuts. You know, I mean, the meatballs that you talk about, you can make them yourself. Of course you can, if you have the time. But a lot of times you won't. So you don't have an issue with that.
Absolutely
though.
Not. I mean, there's some great, you know, butchers and producers producing some lovely meatballs with herbs and different things like that. But absolutely, for that particular recipe, it's good sausages. You just remove the casing, roll them and use them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm a big believer in keeping life simple at home.
You mentioned you were filming. Can you tell us what you're up to and what we can expect?
I've had a really busy couple of weeks, to be honest with you. Nearly for the last 5 weeks I've been on the road. So we're doing a new programme which will be out in January, and that is on the greenways of Ireland. So we were in lovely Waterford and over the west of Ireland, Galway, Westport. So doing a bit of cycling, meeting food producers. Fantastic. Really enjoyed that. And then just last week I was down in Killarney in Muckross House, the traditional farms there, doing my Christmas show. So that'll be on the first week. So it's been busy.
The Christmas dinner.
Fun.
We'll probably be talking to you about Christmas probably. I mean, people get so stressed about the Christmas dinner, but I mean, you do have to just bring it back to it is another dinner.
And I think exactly. And I mean, like, the way I look at a turkey, it's like a big chicken. It just takes longer to cook. You know what I mean? I haven't cooked a full turkey in years. I do the turkey breast.
Do you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you know your tip with the buttermilk? Like, oh, the whole country was doing that. But didn't some people forget to cook it after they'd soaked it in the buttermilk?
Well, one woman rang me up after Christmas and said, I ruined me Christmas dinner that I did. And I said, what did you do? She said she marinated the turkey in the buttermilk, the orange, the garlic and thyme, and put it into the oven. You're meant to marinate it for 24 hours, lift it out of the buttermilk. The poor woman, I sent her a cookbook, but I don't think she'll ever cook the recipe again. But it does work.
She didn't cook it after the marinade.
No, she didn't.
Oh, gosh. Well, look, this book is out now, and it's a great one.
Thank you.
And it's a great one to really change up your meals if you're going to the old staples. There are some brilliant ideas. Just have something different.
Exactly, and variety. And can I just thank everyone involved in the book, Gill Books. This is my 16th book, and lots of new recipes.
You're
and
16,
you're always
it?
Looking for new ideas. But doesn't it show how interesting and how varied the Irish palate has changed. Mm-hmm. Definitely I've seen that since I've started cooking, even in the restaurant.
Yeah, and you have a great thing in here as well, where you give the prep time and the cooking time. So now we'll all be competing with Nevin to see can we do it as quickly as you can. Nevin, it's lovely to see
and you
too, as
Claire,
always.
Thanks
thank you
million.
So much. And the book is called More Midweek Meals, and it's out now. And that's all we have time for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 10, now that it's over to Ronan.